What happened to flu season? Oh, yeah. Because it is COVID. Usually during flu season, about 400,000, 500,000 people die every flu season. That's pretty much the numbers on COVID. So, wear your mask, get on the plane, get in the car, get out the car, get in the restaurant, put your mask on, sit down, you can take it off while you're eating, put it on, if you go to the bathroom, take it off once you get back to the table. So I can just suck up all the coronavirus while I'm sitting down eating, but I can't while I'm walking to the bathroom. What kind of bullshit is this, y'all? You got all these celebrities. I took the shot. I ain't take shit. How about that one? I don't think they took it. I think they get saline shots in the arm, for real. So, yeah. I don't take this shot.
A huge shout out to Texas. In Donald Trump words, a huge, huge shout out to Texas. A huge shout out to them. Because when Al Sharpton showed up and tried to push this race pimping baiting rhetoric, the Texans there started yelling at him and said exactly what he was doing. You're trying to divide us. You're trying to cause racism. You're a racist trying to cause racism. That's what you're doing down here. Go back. Al Sharpton was ignoring them, still trying to talk as if this is despicable what we're seeing here. This is, oh, did he even see the video? But I'm glad them Texans overtalked him. I'm glad they yelled at them to make them get back inside their car, and they rolled off. Shout out to Texas for doing that. And then you get Maxine Waters, who shows up, who says one of the most ridiculous things that I've heard. Maxine Waters says, "What the heck is going on? I can't believe what my eyes are seeing. What we witnessed was something that happened 100 years ago. What we witnessed was worse than slavery." What the heck did you just say? Or are you out of your mind? Or are you crazy? Or are you stupid?
You got Maxine Waters in here talking about we following the Trump administration. You didn't follow the Trump administration when Trump was the president of the United States. You're following the Biden administration. Because for 40-something years, Biden has been doing exactly what he's doing right now. This is nothing new. No conservative is surprised. Because we've seen his track record. We saw it. Did nobody see it? Miss Maxine Waters, we've also seen your track record. The ball is in your court. You promised the American people that after you got the election, that you were going to change things and things were going to get better. So I want to know, after 9 months, why things are in the shitter. They're much, much worse than they were. So what are you talking about? And where's your homegirl, Kamala Harris? You have been in charge of the African-American low-income communities in Los Angeles for decades. Two generations have passed under your watch, and you ain't did shit, ma'am. Get your ass into retirement and take your little fucking friend with you. What's the lady's, the white lady's name? Nancy, and take her with you. Both of y'all, you're in. Get out. Even fucking liberals don't like your ass at this point.
This is why I told y'all last year when they were banning the president of the United States. I said, what if it happens to you? So it's okay for you to have little kids over-sexualized and shit. Men in pink outfits with their asses out. What they do is they try to force you and tell you what you can and cannot say in this country. I told you last year that it was not, you should not be taking it personally. And what did you do? Took it personally.
Oh, well, he's a racist. He's a chauvinistic narcissist, and I just can't take him. Now you're getting fucked up the rear with a choppy piece of wood from a dictator. That's what's happening to you, literally.
Who let the dogs out? Roof, roof, roof. Who let the dogs? Now, see, I already talked to you about this on Petty Tuesday on my OnlyFans. Now they are using man's best friend against you. Talking about a virus that they don't know nothing about. Remember, that was the whole idea. They kept changing the rules because we don't know anything about it. So now they say that for the last 9 months, they've been training dogs to be able to detect coronavirus in human beings up to 5 days prior to them having any symptoms. But you could not train these dogs to detect cancer for the last 50 years. You cannot, even though they have dogs that can detect your sugar level going up and down and this and the other, the dog has to be trained to a specific person. Let me help you, Ho. What these dogs are detecting is whatever is detectable in that vaccine. Eyes have not seen nor ears have heard this amount of crap that's going on right now. I'm trying to help you, Ho. You better watch yourself. This shit is real.
What upsets me is that they deleted an American's TikTok account. You want to delete me in North Korea to delete me in Iraq, that's your business. But this is America, Jack. And I refuse to sit up here and allow them to delete American people. Because this is the problem. When Trump was in office, you had a rap song, F Donald Trump. They're going to put up a rap music video on CNN, F the President of the United States. I do a video simply saying, you can't talk to me like that. I never even mentioned Biden's name. And then you're going to erase me. And I am an American within my rights within this country.
I had no intentions on ever getting into politics. No intention at all. And even speaking up against what's going on with government. But it looks like we can't go on about our lives just like we thought we could or like we planned to do so. We can't do that anymore. We the American people, have had enough, and we've got to do something about it, Grant.
I went to Europe for the first time to go report on the migrant crisis. I was speaking to the human traffickers on the ground. After that, it became mostly non-Syrians coming over, taking advantage of the initial Syrian refugee crisis, and just interviewed people about Islam in Europe and how it was affecting them, how the cultural clashes were going. And these people were living happily in Turkey for 3-4 years, businesses. One of them was a barber. And they were like, a human trafficker came up to us and told us, you're going to have an amazing life in Europe. They pay for everything. They give you a hotel. You get whatever you want. All you have to do is give us 3,000 euro and we'll get you over there. And they believe these traffickers and they buy what they're selling. In a lot of cases, it's not people fleeing. I realize that most journalism is people literally sitting in their basement with a box of Cheetos, reading an article and putting their spin on it and writing it. Yep, there's for the Washington Post. Yep, there's for the New York Times. That's my opinion. They actually have no idea what's going on the ground. And if they did, they would have very different opinions and probably not have a job as well, because there's one accepted narrative and that has to go public.
What you say, Chris?
The cure, the money's in the medicine. That's how you get paid on the comeback.
What?
On the comeback.
What?
The cure, the money's in the medicine.
What?
They ain't curing AIDS. They ain't never curing it. They ain't never curing it. Don't even think about that shit. They ain't curing that because ain't no money in the cure. The money's in the medicine. That's how you get paid on the comeback. That's how a drug dealer makes his money on the comeback. That's all the government is, a bunch of motherfucking drug dealers.
Damn it, doesn't it sound like he's saying this with conviction? Doesn't it sound like he's saying this because he believes it with his chest all the way out? That tweet that says, hey guys, that don't sound like conviction. That sounds like duress. We might not need to be going in on Chris. We might need to be interceding, and somebody need to go see about it if you know where he stays. Joe Biden gave a speech the other day. These are the same people now. The very people who say they are pro-choice, that's beating the drum that you should be legally discriminated against. I'm paraphrasing. Because you Negroes in particular didn't respond to our coercion, because you rejected our overtures of back that thing up, but you gave a new rendition. They're going to bombard you with all manner of propaganda to program you subconsciously. And those overtures have not been working on enough of us. Terry, you rejected the seduction. And they're getting, as Joe Biden said, running out of patience. And as I was watching this press conference, I was looking, who is Jim Crow Joe talking to? This fool got up here on an international stage and told us, grown-ups, people who have our own bodies, he said he losing his patience. No, fool, you losing your mind.
The irony is that when black folk, whether conservatives or socially conscious liberals, point to the impact that some of these rappers and the excesses of hip-hop culture have on our communities and particularly our young people, the response from the Joy Reads of the world is always, well, it's parents' responsibility to raise their children. But apparently when it comes to the vaccine, right, or black people in general, it's their responsibility to make sure that black folks get the jab. So to me, the hypocrisy is stunning. And as you said, you know, when you question their content, the liberals push back on you. But when these artists speak for themselves, and it's not just Nicki Minaj, Busta Rhymes said something similar a couple weeks ago. He was at a concert, he was telling the audience, you know, it's good to be back with you all. He said something to the effect of, you know, forget about, he used different language, but forget about these masks. I'm tired of these masks. You know, we need to realize we have liberty and freedom. And who responded to him and did a whole video? Roland Martin. Who wanted to check Busta Rhymes and set him straight and you know, talk about vaccine hesitancy and all these other things. But again, these people will never criticize these artists for the things that they actually say, the actual content, only when they threaten to upset the democratic narrative.
let's not forget the freak out the right had over the WAP lyrics by Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion, or Lil Nas X for giving the devil a lap dance in a music video. The right has no use for people in the culture until they're useful for the purposes of hurting people in the culture.
This woman at one point espoused some religious Christian views. Little Nasty X-rated the rapper. He built a following among young children with the song Old Town Road. He's now making music videos featuring prison sex, prison shower scenes, and descending to hell to ride the devil's rod. And Joy Reid is on national TV proclaiming it a culture worth defending. Anybody with any moral fiber would object to this, but not a high priestess in a satanic cult. That's what Joy Reid is. Jim, I hope it's worth the money, because that's selling out.
She said we don't need to fund police. Right. When I'm breaking the rules, don't police my fun. But it's cool. It's okay to, again, have these lockdowns on your own people and these mandates and to police their fun. But just don't police my fun. When I'm having fun, even though I'm breaking my rules, don't worry about it. Right. But you people that want to attend a back rally, right, if you want to go to a football game, even if you want to run in a marathon, right, run outdoors in a marathon, you still got to wear a mask. You still got to wear a mask. If you want to do everything besides hang out and party with the Democrat elites, okay, for example, go to Obama's party, hang out with Nancy Pelosi, things like that. Oh, yeah, you guys can't do that. You guys can't have fun, but I can have fun. Again, this person is a psychopath. And the reason why I know, guys, is because there was a story that came out a couple years ago in which this lady essentially tried to use her power as mayor to get her brother out of prison, whom murdered a woman by pushing her out of a car in the middle of traffic on the Golden Gate Bridge.
I know you gentlemen may not understand it, but these kids are very impressionable and they only go off of who they like. That's why I think the like button was created. We're not watching behavior anymore. We're watching who we like, and who we like can get away with any damn thing. Hell, it's damn near blasphemy if I say put Tom Brady in a dress. That's America's sweetheart. He's going to be the most masculine man in the world. See, all our big, strong black men that got black wives, nobody asking how these wives feel when they big, strong black man carrying a purse that's better looking than theirs. And these little kids like these celebrities. Little kids run up to baby, to mamas and daddies and say, "Ooh, I want to be just like him." But it ain't no agenda, though. You know, we all just hating on gay people. We keep saying what we're doing. We don't want it around the kids. And what we keep noticing is, as much as people saying it's not around or for the kids, it always keeps showing up in and around the children. Baby videos, Lil Nas X with a bunch of naked men. That does not make any sense unless this is an agenda, like we said from the beginning.
It is illegal. It is immoral. It is unconstitutional. It violates all 10 of the Nuremberg codes on the trials when it comes to experimenting. Right. It violates the rights of every single human being in this country. America cannot be a Nazi German type of country. We cannot allow it to happen and then try to complain later when we didn't do something to check it before. This is not something we can sit on the sidelines. What they are pushing to do is affecting every human being in this country. No matter what color you call yourself, what religious background you have, what political party you are affiliated with. If you are a person in this country and you want to have certain freedoms that we are supposedly given under the United States Constitution, namely the First Amendment, which is the freedom of religion, speech, press, petition, assembly, if you want to secure those, then you have to stand up and make it known that this is something that you are not going to go along with, including those who did take the shot. But if you don't want to make it mandatory, Republican, Democrat, man, woman, etc., Muslim, Christian, non-religious, whatever, hood, college educated, anybody, then you should stand with us too.
Now, I just don't understand why Charlamagne and Angela Yee and DJ Envy, Glow Stick, Lesser Charge, why didn't any one of these grown adults push back on anything that he's done as far as musically and all the imagery that he's shown us? Why didn't they say, "Hey, why are you sliding down to the devil? What's up with all the, you know, the 666 stuff?" You know, just ask one real question. And hold on, what you mean, fuck these kids and you got a children book? You can't say that, bro. Just you gave him another headline. I don't get that. I don't get that. They very nice. They very cautious with Mr. Nas. They make Lil Mo cry, though. Sniff J-Lo's seat, though.
Y'all even changed the definition of what it is to be a man and a woman to accommodate y'all. Right now, I'm a cisgendered man because y'all are trans. She's a cisgendered woman because y'all are trans.
I'm not cis anything.
I'm not cis anything. Y'all can take it as a slight. Nah, y'all not about to change the whole definition of things to accommodate y'all. Y'all, I'm a man, she's a woman, and y'all are what y'all are. You're all of y'all who fall along the lines of how we see the world. Say something. Speak up. Don't be scared to voice your opinion. Nope. Don't be scared to voice a concern that this is not right, this is wrong. They should not be able to stronghold you. They should not be able to bully you in any form or fashion. I just want to have a conversation. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to attack nobody from that community. But if you're going to come with us from an objective viewpoint. If you are in your feelings about, you know, your struggle story, your style story, about whatever, that ain't what we talking about. Objectivity, logic stuff, man. That's what we on. Is the majority ain't gonna be able to take this bullshit that got them on. You see what I'm saying?
And the bullying.
Yeah, the bullying. Like, it's gonna implode. So we have to come to a point of where we can just communicate, coexist. You know what I'm saying? 2021, man. We gotta get past this.
Yeah. We need to put America first. That's why I was loving President Trump in this platform, because it was American first platform. You want to take care of America first. Your primary responsibility is for your family, right? Those within the walls of your house, your family. You would be considered a bad father if you took the money and took care of your community first, and whatever you had left, you took care of your family. Right? As a good president, you take care of your citizens first, and then whatever you have left, then you can take care of other countries. Right? Then we can get to the illegals who pour over our southern border and with blatant disregard of our national sovereignty and our national laws. Then we can take care of all these other type of people. But he's doing the exact opposite. He's showcasing that, you know, the Afghans are first, but the American citizens, I'm sorry, you are last. So I'm not surprised that this guy is 100, that there's a measles outbreak on these American bases due to the fact that there's a bunch of refugees coming from everywhere in the daggone world, including Afghanistan, and we're supposed to just accept everybody. And I'm sorry, that's not the way America's supposed to be, last time I checked.
Well, I'm glad you're here. So what's going on, Muslinga Mayan?
Well, I'm African-American. Actually, I'm African. But I was raised in America since I was 2 years old. And I love this country and this president and him just throwing all of our beliefs and everything America has fought for just down the drain. And then I just wanted to remind a quote that Thomas Jefferson said. He said, when the people fear the government, it is tyranny. And when the government fears the people, it is liberty. And I think people have to go back to the words of the founding fathers just to realize what freedom is. And this is not freedom to force, you know, vaccination on us. You know, I don't care if you're for it or if you're not for it. It's just, we have the freedom to say no to whatever I don't want to enter into my body.
That question comes from a place of, will my kid waste time and then grow up to be a bum that's staying with me in their 40s, you know, down in the basement, you know, on OnlyFans all day, right? You know, spending my money on whatever. As parents, we have to stop living through our own fears and insecurities. But with school, we try to teach them the exact same way. Like, how does that make any sense when we're dealing with such diverse and dynamic individuals? Like, even within the same DNA pool, you know, it's ridiculous that we try to force them into this weird system. Right. When you are forcing a square peg into a round hole, you have to shade the corners. And when we grow up and we're adults, that lead to dangerous things. Yeah. And that's some of the problems and the issues that I feel like we have in our society today. There's some of the problems and issues that I've had in my life. Like,
a lot of black people are voting for Democrats, which I think is, I mean, you got to be smoking crack to still vote for a Democrat as a grown up, as an adult that's politically active. You gotta be, you either hate yourself, or not you hate yourself, you're just ignorant or brainwashed. Oh man, you know, these black churches, I'm gonna make a video about this. One of my favorite pastors, Bishop Paul Morton, is the dumbest preacher ever. I cannot believe his Twitter account. Black pastors are telling you can't come to church unless you have the vaccine. You need to wear a mask. Slow the spread. Abortion is wrong, what Texas did. What? Maybe because I know more black pastors than white pastors, it seems to me that it's black pastors that find a way to conflate Democrat ideology with the gospel.
This is not about freedom or personal choice.
It's about protecting yourself and those around you. So,
do you know how simple-minded you have to be to fall for that? It's kind of funny because we encounter these people online all the time. And I'm thinking, are you like a two-year-old? Did he just get you with the Jedi mind trick and you fell for that garbage? I couldn't even look at somebody the same if they fell for that. I don't care if you look like vanity, God dog.
That's right, pleased to meet you. Still won't tell you my name. Don't you believe in mysteries? Don't you want to play my game?
Yeah, y'all remember that.
Tonight, living in a fantasy, my own little nasty world. Tonight, don't you want to come with me? Do you think I'm a nasty girl?
If you look like vanity, I still would be like, this date is over. If you rolled up on the back of Prince's motorcycle like Apollonia and got off looking like a hot, tasty ham sandwich, and you fall for that, this date is over. Whew.